Next, we have some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Miss Carrie Miller from Easton has fond memories of typewriters. I read with great fondness the article about old-fashioned manual typewriters. I remember having a toy one in my childhood, followed by a proper one in my teens, and I loved it. I remember my then cat, Oscar, used to sometimes sit there watching the keys tap against the paper as I typed away. Often he would get hypnotized by the keys and sometimes gently paw at the key before falling asleep. My love for typing led to me being in office or administration work, but obviously such typewriters no longer exist in a modern working world.
Pat Nearney from Munsley says that the rain hasn't stopped play. Has anybody noticed that ever since the advertisements by Anglian Water of Love Every Drop have ceased being broadcast on TV, it hasn't stopped pouring with rain? I'm wondering how long it will be before Anglian Water impose a hosepipe ban in 2026.
David Jenkins from Norwich writes about pylons and solar panels and their impact on Norfolk's beauty. All the politicians in Norfolk and London and their associated businesses have two things in common. Firstly, none of them appreciate the beauty of Norfolk as a county. Secondly, they all know the price of everything and the value of nothing. There's nothing more ugly to the countryside than electricity pylons or solar panels. The powers that be are choosing the cheapest options available without a care in the world for the beauty of Norfolk.
After the recent snow, Glyn D. Linder from Frettenham reminisces about changing times. The photo on the A Recent Nostalgia page of the well-known local referee Ted Woods tossing the coin with two captains before a Norwich Thursday League match in 1986 on a snow-covered pitch evoked a memory for me. I can recall playing in a Norwich Thursday League game at RAF Coltishall in the late 70s, also on a snow-covered pitch, which the referee only allowed to go ahead after a morning pitch inspection, subject to us agreeing to brush off all the lines. What a contrast to today, when local fixtures are called off en bloc 2 days ahead because of a weather forecast predicting snow flurries.
Finally, Peter Leatherbarrow from Harleston has a hearing issue. I have a similar problem to Neil Haverson and his wife. As my wife says, I don't listen to her. At least, I think that's what she said.